Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams following Monday's City Council meeting.
Not a lot got actually done, but it was a little bit longer meeting, Aaron, as we did have public hearing. You had discussion of the revolving loan program, different items, but important items when it comes to the city. I guess, first off, take us through the public hearing in that property, I believe, on Rock Island.
Yeah, we had a public hearing for 418 West Rock Island. We had an offer to purchase that. Offer of $100. If you've been by that property, you probably noticed it needs quite a bit of work. So obviously that's where the low offer is coming from with the amount of work that's going to need to go into that property to bring it back. So there was some discussion obviously on that. Anytime we have property that changes hands, we have to have a public hearing as a part of that. So the council had some discussion with the buyer and specifically wanting to try and make sure that that property stays on some sort of a schedule for improvement. And so they actually stipulated that they would like to see significant improvement within the year.
Now, when it comes to moving forward, City Council discussed the revolving loan program, something that's already on the books for the city, but something that has not been utilized and something that the chamber has kind of decided to kind of, not say reinvent the wheel, but kind of make tweaks and adjustments to and try and get right for the businesses and the community here in Knoxville. I guess take us through that whole discussion and where it stands right now.
Yeah, so it ended up tabled tonight so that we could sort of iron out some of the finer points of this. But I think it's going to be a good program. Not a huge pot of money, but I think something that could help maybe make up just those small gaps that you sometimes see. With this program as it exists now, it's more geared towards industrial, more manufacturing. Really, I think the intent here is to add some flexibility to make it more small business centric, that you don't necessarily have to be a 3M, a Hormel, or a Weiler to utilize these funds, but that somebody with a small shop up on the square could utilize this for some improvements. So I think the changes are headed down a good path. I think to increase that flexibility will make the program more robust, more useful. I think it's headed down a good path. I think just wanted to hammer out a few more of those details to make sure. We haven't revisited this in many years, so like to make sure it's in a way that will be the most useful and that all of the consideration that it needs are being given.
Now, also in this meeting, earlier actually, before this meeting, the resignation letter was sent from Councilmember Rick Kingery to the city, something that was approved here during the city council meeting. First of all, I guess, what's it mean to see Councilmember Kingery resign, have that vacant spot, and what's the plan moving forward for the city with that vacant spot?
Well, we always hate to see a resignation. In this case, it ends up that he actually only misses two meetings from completing his full term. And, you know, I guess it's one of those things where it's good and bad things. Councilmember Kingery was able to sell his home and move, as he had been hoping to do, to the Des Moines metro area. So obviously we're happy, congratulate him on the sale of his home and wish him all the best as he moves on to sort of the next chapter of his life. With it only being a two-meeting gap, though, there's really no action to take. Typically, under these circumstances, the state code would require us to either make an appointment or hold a special election. But there's a time frame given, and this is well under that time frame. And in fact, state code also stipulates that we have to go through certain procedures to make that appointment. Logistically, we would not even be able to make those. And so what effectively will happen is for the next two meetings, the two meetings of December, we'll just have a four council member meeting instead of the five council members. And then with the first meeting in January, the election results of November will kick in and we'll have a full council once again. So in effect, it's not a huge change. But again, we really appreciate Councilmember Kingery and his dedication over these last 4 years.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to canicarelesscom and click podcast.